Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Sylvia LaFair, PhD. She's president of Creative Energy Options, Inc., a global consulting company that targets and transforms workplace patterns for success. She's also author of Gutsy, How Women Leaders Make Change. And that's what we'll be talking about today. Welcome, Sylvia.
Oh, glad to be here.
Now, let's talk about these patterns that you see in women in the business place that have been passed down for generations, from mothers to daughters, and have become problematic. What are some of those patterns that create problems as these daughters grow up into young women?
Well, as I say it, check it off and see which ones you relate to the most. One of the big ones for women is being a pleaser. And it is generations old. We learned very early to be good, be quiet, behave, be respectful, be appropriate, all those be things that we're supposed to do, except we're not supposed to speak out. And it's handed literally like a set of china from mother to daughter over generations. So that's one of the biggest ones I've found. Another one is the rescuer. And we all tend to, or not we all, most of us tend to jump in to help people, even if they can do it themselves or we think they should do it themselves. It's almost a natural instinct for us to jump in and rescue. And the other one that has women's names on it is the martyr. And, you know, I learned that one right at my mother's knee. And I remember she said, when you grow up and you have a family and you serve dinner, make sure that everybody is fed before you eat anything. And if they want seconds and you haven't eaten yet, they get seconds before you even get first. And I thought, doesn't sound like a lot of fun to me, but so I don't know. Do any of those three hit you, Stacey?
Oh, you know, the rescuer is definitely where I live in that. Oh, yeah. Sure, you could do. Oh, wait, let me help you do that. I can help you do it. It's like when you know your husband, sure, they'll do the dishes. They'll want to do the dishes, put in the dishwasher, but then you'll jump in and say, oh, no. You got to do it this way and that way and this way and that way. This way you're not opening your dishwasher when the cycle is done to a dishwasher full of cups with dirty water inside of them because they were put the wrong side up. You know, one of those things.
Well, we all tend to find those. It's interesting because what happened was I found that what we learned in our original organization, the family, is what we bring right into the workplace. So I came up with 13 of the most common patterns, and the ones I just mentioned are the ones that women seem to gravitate to. They're what I call sticky. You know, they're the ones you go, yep, that's me. Now, let me tell you the good news, and this is what Gutsy is all about. If in the research I did, if all I found was that we have these patterns and they get stamped on our foreheads, you know, it's kind of bleak. But I thought, well, you know, there's a lot of energy in this stuff. So what if we can flip them to their positive opposite? So the pleaser becomes a truth teller. The rescuer becomes a mentor. And the martyr becomes an integrator. So what happens is, we'll take your rescuer. You know, your job is to mentor your husband and teach him how to do the dishwasher perfectly. So you can go away and he's not going to keep opening and closing it. So it's really kind of a fun way to look at these patterns and how they can change.
It's really a fun way, Sylvia. You mentioned earlier about how women were taught to not speak out. Now, why is it hard? Is this, of course, why it's hard for some women to speak up? Because they've been taught that for their entire lives. So do you have a technique to help women learn how to speak out?
Well, Of course I do. And it's called
I knew the answer. That's why I asked the question.
It's called the OUT technique, O-U-T. Now, it takes a little bit of work, but it's really, you can do this in a short period of time. So the O in OUT stands for observe. And you have to begin, you go through, you make a commitment, just like many people do to make lists of what they eat every day to lose weight. You kind of keep a little list of some of the things that keep pressing your buttons or watching other people get annoyed with you. You write it down. You begin to observe the patterns. Oh, I said, sure I would, when I meant, you've got to be kidding, 5 times today. Guess I'm a pleaser. Or I said, no, I'll take care of it, don't you worry about it, 6 times today. Guess I'm a rescuer. So what's good about this, Stace, is that what you do is you observe the pattern. You don't have to do anything, just observe it. It loosens its hold on you. The next thing you do is understand. So the O is observe, the U and out is understand. And what you have to do is just go back. It's not a big deal to do, and find an earlier time in your life when something happened and that pattern showed up. And it's from childhood. You know, I just talked to somebody today who is intimidated in speaking out to her boss. It's another woman, interestingly, but she just will not say what she has to. And she says yes, yes, yes to everything, you know, the pleaser pattern. So I asked her to look back, and I said, who in your life had a pattern that felt similar to this? And it was her father. And she said to me, but Sylvia, my dad and her boss are very dissimilar. I said, well, you didn't like to speak out to him and you don't speak out to her. So we began to work with that a little bit. And she understood that she had been told she wasn't smart enough, good enough, whatever it was as a kid. And she's afraid of saying something to be told that now. You know, it's one of those deep patterns. So that then she understood. So she knows that she's a pleaser. Now, the next part is the harder part. It's the strength training, and it's the T. It's to transform. And you do this in small steps, but you have to go say something to somebody that you're uncomfortable with and pay attention to the response. You do it enough times, and she'll gather the strength to finally talk to her boss. So it's observe. And the pattern gets loosened. Understand, and the knot gets looser. Transform, and you're on your way to freedom.
And Sylvia, what would you leave our listeners with today? What one piece of advice for the women listening out there that can hear themselves in this conversation?
I'd say take that time to sit down quietly and really look at where today's pattern, the thing that's bothering you, that's derailing you at work or messing up in your relationship now, and look at the link from where it got started so that you can begin to, what I call, untie the knot, the K-N-O-T knot and the N-O-T knot. Not good enough, not right, not capable. And go for it.
Wow, those are the best words ever. Go for it. Just do it, right? Like Nike. That's what you got to do.
Exactly.
Well, wonderful, Sylvia. Thank you so much for being here. Our listeners can learn more about Sylvia LaFaire and her books and services at her website, sylvialafaire.com. And I'll spell that for everyone. S-Y-L-V-I-A-L-A, F as in Frank, A-I-R, sylvialafaire.com. Thanks again, Sylvia.
Thank you, Stacey.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is kept in the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.